안녕하십니까? 2024학년도 10월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2024학년도 고등학교 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 학교 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 다섯 개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번, 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
'Good morning, Stroudwood High School students. This is your principal, Juan Buchanan. As you know, there's only one elevator in our school, and it's mainly for those who carry heavy boxes or have hurt their legs. However, they usually wait for ages to use the elevator because it's always packed. Wouldn't it be nice if they could freely use the elevator as they need? So I suggest you use the stairs instead of the elevator. Not only will this help reduce overcrowding, you can also be considerate of others. Let's take the stairs for the students who really need to use the elevator. Thank you for your cooperation.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
David, your toothbrush is worn out again.
Oh, I've used this one just for a month. I don't know why this keeps happening, Mom.
Wait, just a month and it's already like this? How do you brush your teeth?
I usually brush hard. It feels like it cleans better that way.
Dear, brushing hard can damage your teeth.
Really? I thought it would make my teeth whiter and brighter.
Actually, aggressive brushing can end up wearing down your teeth.
I've never thought about that.
Well, that's what happened to me. My teeth got sensitive because I used to brush like you.
Oh, Mom, I'm sorry to hear that. I'll change my brushing habits from now on.
Keep in mind that brushing your teeth too hard can cause damage.
Yes, Mom.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. This is Grace's tips to manage money. Some people make investments to hit a jackpot overnight, but end up losing money. If you don't want this to happen, listen carefully. There's a smart way to make investments while reducing the risk. Spread your money between different types of investments. As the old saying goes, don't put all your eggs in one basket. We cannot predict the future, but we can be prepared. It doesn't matter whether it's types of companies or investment styles. By dividing your investment smartly, you have a lower chance of losing your money. I'll be back after the commercial break. Stay tuned.
How was school, Rena?
Great, Dad. Our club held a booth for Sustainability Day. Look at this picture.
I love the Earth character on the banner. How cute.
Actually, I designed it.
That's my daughter. There's a bag with a striped pattern on the shelf.
It's made out of recycled plastic. We put it on display.
Uh-huh. It goes well with the theme. What's the box near the plant for?
It contained upcycled goods. We used them for quiz prizes. Guess why those two jugs are on the table?
Are they drinks for students who brought their own cup?
Bingo! We didn't want to waste disposable cups.
Nice. What's the bicycle for?
When students pedaled, the star-shaped light bulb on the stand lit up. That was my favorite.
Sounds like a fun day.
5번 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Murphy, the school members' forum is just around the corner.
Time flies. Let's check if everything's ready. Have the students decided on the discussion topic?
Yes, it's how to make a better school community.
Good. You know, we gathered applications from students, teachers, and parents. Can you guess how many signed up?
Well, maybe around 30?
Actually, it's 50. Here's the participant list.
Wow, that's a lot more than expected. There might not be enough chairs in the auditorium. Could you bring some more?
Okay, I'll do it. Oh, don't forget to send a text message to the participants. They might have forgotten.
Right. Leave it to me.
Thanks. We still need to make sure the microphones are working properly.
Don't worry. I already took care of it.
Nice. I think we're ready now.
6번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Paul's Pet Photo Studio.
Hello. Can I get a photo shoot for my puppy?
Of course. You've come to the right place. A photo shoot costs $60 for just your pet and $80 for both of you.
I'll choose the one with my puppy and me. I want to capture our happy moments.
Good. We'll provide one photo in a frame for free. If you want all the files as digital copies, it costs $10 more.
I want the digital copies as well. I'll post them on my social media.
All right. So that's a pet and owner photo shoot with digital copies, correct?
Yes. Is there any discount?
If you let us use your photos on our website, you can get $5 off the total price.
Okay, I'll get the discount. Here's my credit card.
Paula,
what's up?
Mark, can you help me choose a topic for my literature essay? You got a good score on the last one.
Sure, I'll lend you my notes. Let's meet at the library later.
I owe you one. By the way, what are you doing now?
I'm babysitting my little brother. We're watching the Noopy animation again.
Ooh, is it his favorite character? I heard there's a Noopy pop-up store coming to town.
Really? Where?
It'll be next to the restaurant we had lunch at yesterday. It's only open for tomorrow.
Oh, no. I can't make it.
Why? Your brother would love that store. He can even meet Noopy in person.
Well, I have to edit the school magazine tomorrow.
Oh, right. You're the editor-in-chief. Good luck. Honey, did you see this brochure about the event Make Your Own Emoji?
Yes. Kids can have fun drawing colorful faces and objects, right?
Yeah. And once they're done, their drawings come alive. Why don't we take our daughter Christy to the event?
Great idea. She'll love it. When is it held?
It's on November 1st, 3 p.m. Are you free then?
I'll make time. It'll take place at Centraville Art Center, right?
Yes, it's just down the road.
Awesome. Who is the instructor?
It's Elton Kim. You know, he's a famous art specialist.
Oh, there might not be many spots left. How do we register?
We can scan this QR code and fill out the form. Then we're all set.
Got it. Let's do it right now. Attention, Groove and Mingle podcast listeners. Do you want to dance under the dazzling lights without worrying about noise problems? Then here's the event for you, the 2024 Silent Disco. It'll be held at the City Hall Square this Saturday. At the gate, visitors will receive a wireless headset. Through these headsets, you can select from various music genres: K-pop, electronic, hip-hop, you name it. The event will run for 3 hours starting from 7 p.m. You can even grab snacks at the food trucks. All ages can participate, so bring your kids or grandparents along. Tickets can be purchased online or at the event. See you there!
Honey,
what are you doing on your phone?
I'm shopping for a keyboard wrist rest for you. Do you want to choose together?
How sweet. Let's see. There are 5 models.
Yeah, we can choose from different colors. Which color do you prefer?
I don't mind. But let's not choose the white one. It might get dirty easily.
Agreed. Also, When it comes to materials, cotton might not provide good wrist support. Let's take that off the list.
Okay. Oh, they come with a free gift. Which one shall we go for?
We have many stickers, so why don't we get the mouse pad?
I couldn't agree more. Now we have two options left.
Well, it's said that higher price means better quality. Let's pick the more expensive one.
Uh-huh. Let's order it now. Hi, Wayne. How do you like my new jacket?
Wow, it's really fancy. I've always wanted a cool jacket like that. Where did you get it?
I got it at a vintage store near our school. Would you like to know the name of the store?
Yay!
We're finally at the top of the mountain. It was a tough hike, but definitely worth it.
You bet. I can feel a fresh breeze and the view is breathtaking. I can totally see why hiking is so popular.
Yeah, let's do this more often.
Good morning, Tash. How was your weekend?
Great, thanks. I went for a run.
Oh, I didn't know you were into running.
I run occasionally. But since I run alone, I give up easily when I get tired.
I see. Well, that won't be a problem if you join a running club.
How so? Please tell me more.
Actually, in my running club, we encourage each other to keep going along the way.
That sounds great. Where do you usually run?
We run along the Hanson River, looking at the beautiful night view of the city. It feels terrific.
Ooh, are you recruiting new members? You know, I'm free every evening.
You can join us if you want. We get together every Tuesday at 8 p.m.
Honey, I'm home.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Our school basketball team is really putting in the effort during practice.
You're the best coach ever. I'm sure your team will win the upcoming game.
Thanks, honey. But I'm worried that we might not make it into the finals. It's such a big match.
Well, don't worry. I know your team will do a great job. And I'll be at the stands as usual.
Thank you so much. You're always supporting me.
Of course. I'm your number one fan. Did the game schedule come out?
Yes, it just came out. It's next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Next Saturday? Oh no, I have an important business meeting then.
Really? I was hoping to see you in the stands.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 에밀리가 미스터 가르시아에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Emily goes on a trip to Mexico. When she gets off the plane and picks up her suitcase, she finds it broken. She immediately visits the airline's customer service center and asks for help from a staff member named Mr. Garcia. After he checks Emily's suitcase, he apologizes and tells her she can choose between receiving cash compensation or a new suitcase. Emily thinks it's better to get a new one rather than money because she can't use the damaged suitcase during the trip. Therefore, she wants to ask Mr. Garcia to provide her with a new suitcase. In this situation, what would Emily most likely say to Mr. Garcia?
Hello, students. Do you think playing is just a waste of time? Actually, it's not. Today we'll focus on how play helps children learn different social skills. First, let's talk about language skills. While playing, kids need to find the right words to say to their friends. That way, they learn to express themselves clearly. Second, kids' self-control skills grow in play. When kids ride a slide and there's a long line, they might want to cut in and be the first. However, by waiting for their turn, they learn to control themselves. Next, play builds empathy skills. During role play, children put themselves in someone else's shoes. This helps them see the world from other people's points of view. Lastly, children improve their apology skills through play. When they play together, they often fight. But in fact, it's a chance to learn to say sorry and make up. The more children play, the more they'll learn the skills they need to get along with others. Now, let's watch a video.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, students. Do you think playing is just a waste of time? Actually, it's not. Today we'll focus on how play helps children learn different social skills. First, let's talk about language skills. While playing, kids need to find the right words to say to their friends. That way, they learn to express themselves clearly. Second, kids' self-control skills grow in play. When kids ride a slide and there's a long line, they might want to cut in and be the first. However, by waiting for their turn, they learn to control themselves. Next, play builds empathy skills. During role play, children put themselves in someone else's shoes. This helps them see the world from other people's points of view. Lastly, children improve their apology skills through play. When they play together, they often fight. But in fact, it's a chance to learn to say sorry and make up. The more children play, the more they'll learn the skills they need to get along with others. Now, let's watch a video.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은?
Okay,